You ever call them blinds? This thing a blind?
We don't, no. Because we used to have blinds, not in this house, but my parents always had blinds, and they're on the outside with the shutters.
Well, they were shutters, or
yes, shutters? They were blinds, and then you opened the shutter by your hand, you know, would open the long stick on these little.
Oh, I see.
Just like
yeah, they had hinges on them,
sure.
You know, and
yes,
hooks,
uh-huh.
and that's
like our Venetian blinds do today. Only there you pull a string. And there, why they had a little stick up the center, and took hold of that and opened all that section.
Oh, I see. And you wouldn't call that a curtain, though, either. Pull down the curtain.
I would say that my parents. Yes, I think I would. Think today. I'd say pull the shade or pull the curtain.
Yeah.
I'd say about 50-50.
That's what we knew them when we were kids.
Isn't it amazing? We take our language for granted and never really make an analysis.
Never.
Of what we do say.
No.
But this may vary, mm-hmm. From place to place. It does, in fact, from place to place. Now, the place where you'd hang up your trousers, your coats, your dresses, would be in the what?
Closet.
Or wardrobe.
Well, closet.
Is there any difference between a closet and wardrobe?
I think there is. A wardrobe is usually a piece of furniture. It was in my parents' day. We had wardrobe.
You could move it around.
Yes,
And a closet was built in.
Yes. If there wasn't enough, we'll say closet room maybe built in the house, well, these big wardrobes were just set in. Did you have one, Ivan? Did your parents?
No,
my parents had one.
Mm-hmm. They never called either one of them a clothes press?
My grandparents did.
Then way back.
Which one? The wardrobe or the...
No, the other, the clothes place.
Clothes press.
The clothes closet.
Or clothes press.
Yeah.
I see. Okay.
There was another name that I'd give anything if I had the piece of furniture that we just discarded, and it was my grandparents. They were Germans, and it was called a shunk.
Shunk.
But that's probably a German term.
Is that like a...
It is like, yes, but it wasn't as high as my parents' wardrobe, but it was still quite high, almost as high, I believe, as the top of that picture, mm-hmm. That high, and it was two doors, I can remember.
Yeah, put stuff in.
Mm-hmm, yes, uh-huh.
Sure.
Grandma kept bedding in and, some clothing and things like that. Mm-hmm.
Now, did you ever call the attic a garret? The attic ever called?
Garret?
Yes.
Yes.
And never called it sky parlor. Hot blog.
Far from the parlor.
Checking. How about the kitchen now? Did you ever have another word for the kitchen? We'll come back to these gradually. Or was there another separate room that you might have called a different kind of a kitchen on the farm? You ever have a summer?
Summer kitchen, we used it up in the country. That's one you couldn't use only in the summertime because in winter.
It wasn't heated. I presume that's the idea. We just had one room.
Sort of a separate building.
Yeah, that is. It was
built
off,
on something.
Built onto the house.
It built onto the house, but you couldn't use it in the wintertime, only for a storage place. But it was called the summer kitchen.
I presume the reason for those were that it kept the rest of the house cooler, because then you just went out in that room and could shut it off from the rest of the house.
Kind of had a dining room by yourself then.
Yeah. You ever call it the kitchen, the cookhouse, though, or anything like that?
Not us.
Mm-hmm. Or the porch.
No.
All right. How about in the kitchen? Did they used to have a place where you'd store things, a separate little, not a closet like, but it'd be a separate little room where you might keep all your supplies and pans and...
Cupboard.
But they never call it the pantry?
Well, yes, we have, especially my neighbors had a pantry where more than what
where
we did in our own house.
My own parents had a pantry.
Yeah.